This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Welp, this is the start.
Yeah, well, this is me too. So,
Cool.
Hold on.
Bye.
No. We don't. First of all, Aaron, what? We don't get to start the episode and end the episode. We talked about this. We have to try to at least do an hour. What we just did was 10 seconds.
This is me.
It felt like an hour.
Here's my train. So good seeing you guys.
This is my helicopter's here.
What? Aaron, this is the 150th episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. This is the energy that you want to bring in to episode 150?
Booting around. No way there's
no. I'm sorry. My tone is wrong. I agree with you guys. This is the energy that I want to bring into our 150th episode.
Well, this is my horse. have a good night, everybody.
Excuse me, man.
This is my oversized walrus.
Excuse me, man. You can't bring this horse on the train. Walrus, man, you're all good. You're good to go.
What if it's a trained horse? What is the gift for 150th anniversary? I have to assume, I think 50's diamond, 75 is like, how are you still alive?
I have a guess.
100 is platinum. What?
150 has to be new bones. At 150, if you're still rocking the old bones that you were born with, you gotta get new bones.
Bum, bum, what if bum, I don't bum. Want new bum, bones?
Bum, 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 bum.
You know, Aaron, I'm sorry. You're telling me that you don't want new episodes with David Boreanaz and Emily Deschanel?
Yeah, you got it.
You don't want new bones?
I got 10 seasons. I don't need more. I got more than I deserved.
10 seasons, Aaron. You need to study harder. Aaron, can I posit this?
Yes.
Every kiss begins with bones.
Bones.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have a ring made out of bones. Are you offering one?
Adel, if your kiss is bones forward, I feel like you're kissing wrong. Other things should be touching before bones are clicking together.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean for my kiss to be bones forward, but I got excited.
Teeth first?
Whoopsie Deschanel.
Ladies don't like that.
The wedding band, I think with men they call it a wedding band. Is that right? But it's a wedding ring.
A wedding ring. Yeah, but
I'm comfortable saying, but I feel like most people are like, your wedding band, and I'm like, no, it's a ring. The wedding ring Gemma got for me is it's something
that
like
sounds like you're wearing like a very talented musician to her singing Uptown Funk to a group of middle aged people at a wedding on your hand.
The wedding band that Gemma got me is AHA.
That's so great.
Yeah. Cheaper than you'd think. She got me a wedding ring that's like the outside, it's kind of aged bourbon barrel wood. And then the inlay is like elk bone.
Then
there's like silver around the elk bone. It's really cool. It's really beautiful.
That sounds like an item you'd get in D&D.
Yes, it really
does. Oh, absolutely. It looks like it, too. It's very cool.
Speaking of, I found this. I don't know why I found this online, but I found people that do recreations of the One Ring from Lord of the Rings as wedding bands. And I said it to Mariah, and I was like, just saying, I'm not pressuring you to anything, but I'm just telling you, this is what I will be wearing.
Like this post, if this is what you want me to wear.
I will. You could do whatever you want. But I will have one ring to bind them all.
Does it make you invisible?
I hope so.
Does it work?
It makes you invisible to single women.
That would be a great comment to see on like people's like leaving comments on that product, being like zero stars, doesn't work, completely visible. Try to rob a bank.
A bunch Everyone of people on horses wearing black cloaks didn't try to kill me. 0 out of 5 stars.
I've run into so many ring wraiths. The elvish inscription is on the outside of the ring. 0 out of 10. Begins with bones.
So you know what had been more on brand for us for our 150 episode?
Oh, what's that?
Is if we had just simply forgotten and didn't realize.
Well, Aaron, we did. I mean, you and I did.
No, they don't know that.
Well,
and I am just guessing. I have no way of knowing if it's our 150th episode.
Did you guys think we'd make it this far? Be honest. Think about like the first 7 episodes. Everyone be very honest.
When I first asked you two to join this podcast and we went for a dinner to discuss everything, I didn't think we'd make it past dinner.
I mean, I, hilariously, that dinner started with us all showing up to dinner and Aaron and I being like, we ate before.
Yeah, I was like, dinner's on me since I'm asking you to do this podcast. What do you guys want to get? And I think I ordered food for myself, and then I think you two split nachos or something?
Nachos, yeah, we split nachos.
Aww,
and at the end of the meal, there was still like a 3/4 of the nachos left.
Those nachos were blessed nachos. Every once in a while, you get a plate of very blessed nachos.
I think if you want to start a podcast, the number one advice I would give is to eat nachos with your friends.
Yeah.
That's true. Can I also say, yes. And this is something I thought about, because I see this all the time. And
hold on.
Okay.
The floor recognizes the young governor from Indianapolis.
And if you just listened to this podcast for the first time, this is a riddle podcast. It's Aaron and JPC. We're the three hosts. It's a riddle podcast. We do riddles on the show. I think we did forget that part. But I see all the time, especially on Twitter, I think, but mostly because that's where I see any interactions, people being like, oh, too many podcasts. We don't need another podcast. The world doesn't need another podcast. Here's what I will say about that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be going into any like creative project thinking about like the marketing of that, you know, like that to me feels weird. I feel like if you want to do a podcast because you have a fun idea for it, fucking do it and keep doing it, because 100%. You're gonna have a good time with it.
100%.
I don't like when people say that, because there's infinite amount of TV shows and songs, and don't write music. There's already enough music. You'd be like, what?
Oh yeah, I've taught maybe 4 podcast workshops during quarantine, like over Zoom with different theaters and stuff. And the one of the number one pieces of advice I give at the top is, it is still the Wild West in podcasting, even though podcasting is like the butt of so many jokes. And even though they're always like, podcast. One, there's still room for podcasts, because a lot of podcasts, even though there's a ton of them, some of them aren't well done. So it's like, even if you have an idea that's so similar to someone else, you might do it better. So like, please start a riddle podcast and do it better than we're doing. And that's great. And then two,
we will pay for your dinner.
Yeah.
If you do nachos. A riddle podcast better than us, we'll pay for your nachos. we pick up the check. That is our show guarantee.
And then, too, I think there's so much more value than listenership and advertising that comes with a podcast, in terms of having a creative outlet for yourself, and also a catalyst for spending quality time with friends and being and creating joy and being creative. So I think, JPC, I think that's a wonderful point, and I could not agree more.
The other thing that I'll say, the other side of that coin, is I also know people who do podcasts, and sometimes they will say, not to me, but just like venting, like, this sucks, like no one's listening to my podcast, I don't like this, it's like it's going poorly, no one's listening to it. And I'm like, if you put all of your self-worth involved in just what other people are thinking of you, you're destined to fail, because nobody wins in that regard, you know?
Okay. Yeah, we forget people listen to this, and that's why we have the show that we
Aaron,
have.
Sometimes we forget to introduce the show 6 or 7 minutes in. But I think do it because you like it. Do it because it gives you joy. Yes. Do it because it's fun. And that is, I think, on our 150th episode, JPC's advice.
If I may, on the other side of that coin, is a big eagle.
This is a three-sided coin.
It's holding some branches in its talons.
That's cool.
Aaron, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that when there was a Friday night when we recorded, I think, episode 5, 6, 7, and it was like the first JP Riddles thing, Adel talked about the sound that what was it, a rat made when it came between his flip-flop and his foot.
Yeah.
We just did so many fun scenes. Yeah, that's the sound. And we did so many fun scenes, and I left feeling like so good. I'm remembering having a really hard week. I literally had an audition like right before that was in front of like one of those auditions that you had to do at I.O. where you had to do characters in front of people and then you're auditioning for. And I came from that, and I was like, oh God, this is bad. I'm having a hard week. And I left feeling like I was the happiest, greatest person in the world. Like, do you know when you have that glow after you just have a really fun time with mm-hmm. comedians? And I was like, wow, I really, really hope we keep doing this, because I was only seeing you guys like once a week for World News, and you two are so funny. So I just felt like the idea that we made it to 150, I'm very, very, very grateful and excited.
Now, what Erin's saying about that little spark that she felt after episodes 5, 6, and 7, obviously, yes, we know. We haven't felt that spark in maybe 90 episodes.
Yeah.
But I implore you, keep listening. We might find it again. It could happen. Any episode now, it could happen. And it did go back and re-listen, right? That's fun. Relive the
moments.
That's
fun. I just thought of something I want to do. This is to make 150 so special.
Okay.
Are you two on board?
Yeah.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the quickest limericks, and we have to start with we have to start with our own hometown, or what we consider our hometown.
Got it.
I'll go first. There once was a boy from Chicago who loved the movie Hustle and Flow. He drank drinks that were tiki. His ass was so kinky. And now, and 10 months out of the year, he's in snow. So that's my limerick. Mm-hmm. Who would like to go next?
JBC okay. would.
Okay. So
this is going to be
Chicago. Chicago, fuck you. Okay. I'll just do Chicago as well.
No.
No, no, no. Okay. There once was a boy from Naptown whose brother's name is Jesse Brown. He lived in a house. He
It took likes that long to get there?
To touch a mouse. And his other brother's name is not Jesse Brown. Yes. Flawless, dismount Erin, whenever you're ready.
There once was a girl from Boston.
She's reading something.
I looked up rhymes for Boston.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but none of these kind of rhyme
Wicked
with Boston.
Stupid.
It's yeah, saying garden rhyme. Rhymes with Boston.
Maybe you have to do it in a Boston accent. Boston.
Got it. Nope.
There once was a girl from Boston. She went to the mall and was lost then. They put out an Amber Alert. She ate a ton of certs, and her fresh breath led her back to her Roston.
Roost. He did it.
There once was a girl from Hingham.
Oh, there you go.
Her family, so rich, you could bling them.
Not rich.
She's just cashing checks.
Uh-huh.
Because money's for sex.
Uh-huh. And when she
what happened?
And when she tries to rap rhymes, she sings them.
I got it. No, I'll make it easier. Okay. There once was a girl from Massachusetts.
There you go.
She went to the Achusetts. I sneeze. She liked to do her podcast. Nothing rhymes with podcast. Let's start the episode. I'm Erin.
All right, Erin, you're old man riddles for this episode, correct?
I am. Yeah, and I'm really excited. I have some listener submitted riddles. It's going to be great.
Yum yum yum.
I thought I would start with some honesty. I know that we are just your comedy riddle clowns, everybody. I promise that we'll stay like that. People do not like it when we're human beings that
Mm-mm.
often.
They do
so
not.
So I promise I won't be a human being that often. But I'm feeling sad today. And I just want it, like, I get a lot of messages of people being like, how do you stay positive all the time? Or like, be happy to do a comedy podcast all the time, even when you're sad. So to all those people, I'm feeling sad today. And I'm still going to do a great job, and it's still okay.
And the answer to that question is, it's only for an hour. We could be sad for the rest of the day.
We have the rest of our lives to be sad. For this people, 1 hour, we're going to get it.
I've never said it before on the show, and then I thought, you know what? They're going to be okay. I think it helps people. If you're having a hard day today, I get it. Okay, here we go.
Erin, mm-hmm. thank you for being open and honest, and we love you.
Oh, thank you. That's well, my side of the coin.
I love you. JPC said you owe him money.
Aaron, thank you for being open and honest. I love you. And I think it's my responsibility to fix you. So I've got 45 minutes to make you not sad forever. So I'm going to fix you permanently. So does that make sense?
I have some WD-40 and a Boston wrench.
I love it. Ooh,
a Boston wrench is a Chicago too. Chicago tool.
A Boston wrench is a Chicago hammer. Okay, let's do this.
Okay, please.
Their initials are MW. So thank you, MW, for these riddles. Hey, guys.
Michael Warden.
There you go. You can make up whatever you want.
Michael Weston, they used to be a spy, and now they're sending in riddles. Burn notice.
Burn notice. Bones. What are some other shows? Suits. Go, JPC,
nope,
go.
Those are the only three.
Those are the only three. Burn notice, bones, and suits.
The three genders. Burn notice, bones, and suits.
And they make up the triangle. They make up the three corners that make up the triangle of golden television.
Uh-huh. I wonder where I fall on that.
And the name of the burn odor? Burn notice, the bones, and the holy suits. Now and forever, world without a name.
Church is ruined.
Those TV shows are ruined. What do you mean? Okay.
I want to get up on stage and do that like an old, like a 90s stand-up comic who's like doing like that very relatable voice, but with unrelatable topics. Like, okay, so everybody knows you're either a burn notice, a bones, or a suit.
Is anybody else here won $57 million in the lottery? Just me? You know when you're on your yacht and
you ever go out with a girl and she's a suit, and then you realize, she's just like my mother. All right. Hey, guys. These should be quick and easy. Well, easy at least. Quick depends on how many scenes get called.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That was true.
Fair.
All the answers are stupid puns, and they're all something you might find in your spice cabinet.
Addle, this is where you thrive.
Well, they're all...
This is where you shine, Addle.
Things that you might find in the spice section of a grocery store. Anyways, answers in...
Whoa, are they saying that we don't spice our fucking food?
That's
because
sort of
the I'll have you know, I found some coriander in there. Ooh. What's that for?
Yeah, before you judge me, come into my world, let me spice up your life. Chicka chick, ah.
Yeah, we all have garlic in our pantries. Impressed?
Vampire Spice. That's my one. That's my favorite Spice Girl, Vampire Spice.
I love that band.
Oh, Vampire Spice Weekend.
Baby.
Let's get to some puns, baby.
All right. What weather report makes a skier happy?
Snow news. What weather report makes snow news
Let
is good news?
The snow fall.
So the next thing you're going to want to do is season meat spices. With snow news.
Wow. I just talked a big game about having a bunch of spices in my cabinet, and we thought snow news was the first answer.
What weather report makes a skier happy? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so a peppering of cayenne. What is happening?
A peppering of Rika.
Put it back in the ski context. I honestly feel a lot better.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on. What is this? It's snow news. What's the answer? What's the question?
Snow news is good news. What weather report makes a skier happy?
It is going to be so easy for someone to do a better riddle podcast than us. Holy shit! Okay,
is it?
You got half of the word.
Powdered sugar.
No,
powder's half of it.
What makes it okay? So, what's like a bad thing?
White powder, cocaine. Cocaine's a spice.
No, when you look up a weather report when you're going skiing that weekend, not me. I could never. Can you imagine? I wouldn't be caught dead skiing. I would hit a tree.
Hold on, let me imagine real quick.
No, come on.
Cartwheels down the slope.
That would hold more weight, JPC, if you didn't make that sound any time you pictured me doing anything. All right, so you're at home. You're watching a weather report for going skiing that weekend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What is like bad news? Like, what would you be like, oh.
Bad news, a weather report would be hail, sleet.
No, the other end of that.
Oh, like three too men sunny, found too sunny.
Too hot. Yeah, hot, too hot. So what would be good news?
Cold
something powder.
Hot powder. Cold powder.
Cayenne powder.
Powder.
Chili powder.
Yay!
Oh, I get what this is. I get what this is for the first time.
I would like to see a scene.
Sure.
You two are two guys, two friends, and you're on a ski weekend, and you're stuck on the ski lift together, and you're starting to just get a little cold.
Ooh, Jeremy, I got to say this skeekend is, turning out to be a little bit more of a hassle than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and I don't want to seem dramatic here, but if this lift doesn't start moving, I'm going to start skeeking out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm already skeeking out. This sounds weird to say, but can I pour some of my thermos of soup into your mouth and then put my hands in your mouth just for like 30 seconds? And then you can spit the soup in my mouth and then put your hands in my mouth. That's the only way I've found that we can maybe stay warm.
You know, to be honest, that kind of...
Sorry, skeeks,
To be sconest, that kind of skeeks me out. So maybe let's just hold on to the thermos.
Oh, I'm scary. I've Scott. We were screns.
Hold on. We have a thermos full of hot soup, so that's a source of heat. I think what we should do is we should press that thermos to our skein. If we have any patches of exposed skein, we can put that thermos on it and warm ourselves up.
It's great. Well, I also scrot some, I brought some pizza and fries, and I thought we could eat that to stay warm, but it's been in my pocket, so it's now frigid. So I think let's put the thermos against my skin. So I'll put it up against my right shoulder, and you put it up against your left shoulder, and we'll kind of press into each other. Here we go.
God, we're so stupid. I wish that our third friend, Martin Schiarelli, had come on this trip with us, but he was too busy doing his important work of hiking up AIDS medicine to an 800% profit.
But he should be known for buying that Wu-Tang album.
Yes, and now he's known for, I think, being in jail. Hey, if he's not, sure seems like the kind of place a person like that should be, huh?
Mm-hmm. He got his schemeuppance.
Scene. Scheme.
I was just picturing everybody on either side of those two guys being like, we've been up here 6 minutes. They're already talking about putting soup in each other's mouths and then putting hands inside that soup. What does a bartender make to make women feel young?
Tips.
Origami.
This one is, tits. I think, pretty good. What?
I said tips.
Oh, I thought you said tits, and I was like, sure.
Nothing makes a woman feel younger than calling her breast tits.
Excuse me, here's your dry martini, and I made you these tits.
Oh, awesome, thank you.
I was working in the bar late one night.
We all know bartenders work for tits, okay? So be kind to your bartender.
What does a bartender make to make a woman feel young again? Is that what it was?
Yeah, what does he do?
What does he do?
And this could be, and this is a spice, right? The answer is a spice.
Yeah. So it's like less of making a drink and more like before you make a drink.
Okay, oregano?
To make a woman feel young. Let's see. Something about time.
No.
He splits time.
He gives her a rose, marries her all the time.
Oh, this is all great guesses.
And that's sage advice. He gives her sage advice.
Ooh. That's really beautiful. Not good enough to be true.
Oh, he invites her to his place, and then when she knocks, he goes, cumin.
Does he kind of like pep her up?
You guys are burning through all the spices, and that's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
No, these are actually really excellent guesses. So, a woman, when she's like in a later stage of life, could enter
here we go,
into
another
this
segment
kind
where
of...
Aaron explains women to us. Oh, he menopauses.
I'm writing this down.
No, okay, yeah, write this down.
Life.
Okay, he so a what's a thing that happens, like, she can maybe have a different title now.
Oh, Duke.
No, well, that's amazing.
Duchess.
Yes. I can't wait till I'm old enough to be a Duke. God, that's one of the actual glorious parts of ages is one day I'll be a Duke.
There's no good roles in Hollywood for Dukes.
Does he look at her and say, Dame?
No.
Dame
so
girl.
It's not, it's a title that like...
a king would give.
No, someone, no. Oh. Someone that you're related to calls you.
Oh, widower.
No.
Miss Aunt. Or Mrs.
No.
Aunt Cinemant.
Someone who's related to you would call you? Grandma.
Yeah.
Mom. Mother.
Yeah, mom. So,
Cardamom.
Yay!
Oh, can I see your ID? He cards a mom. This, Aaron, That's maybe my favorite riddle we've ever had.
It's really good, isn't it?
That one's very good.
These are like amazing. I would like to see a scene.
Oh, okay.
Adel, you are a bartender, and JPC and I are moms who are out on the town having just a fun little ladies' night.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Great. Hi, ladies. Welcome to...
Oh, did you hear that? Ladies.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that the not...
No, you're perfect. No. We're out in the town.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
This is our first time out. No, this is our first time out since having baby number two for me, baby number three for her. No. Yeah, so we're
her baby number two is my baby number three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the Loaded Gun. Can I see your IDs, please?
That's kind of cool. Okay, yes.
Here is my ID.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are your driver's license. Can I see your NRA memberships?
Huh. This is a, what is this? This is a bar, this? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're from the suburbs. We packed our small purses tonight, and all we have is our IDs. Is that okay? Or
in your purse, do you happen to have an IUD?
That's a little weird.
Huh.
Almost weirder than the gun thing.
Yeah.
Almost. Not quite. Almost.
No, we don't
okay,
really.
I trust you two. It's a slow night anyway, so hop up on one of these AK-47s turned into a stool. You're just going to sit on the barrel of the gun there. You kind of want to hover, though.
Yeah, maybe we'll stand.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd put a stool over that part.
These are stools, huh? These are what stool? Okay. Yeah,
like,
no,
I thought you maybe put a seat, but okay.
What do you say? You've turned one into a stool. It doesn't really look like there was a lot of work done in the turned into department.
But okay, I'll take a seat.
Take a seat. Why not?
Anything that's 4 feet next to a bar is a stool. So
okay,
a seat
right
here.
Ooh, okay. Hovering
what,
now. Hovering
what can
now.
What can I get you to? And also, here's our special menus right here.
Oh, it's mostly guns.
Yeah, so are all of these cocktails that are just named after guns? There's no descriptions. It's just a list of guns.
Well, some are what they say they are, and some are drinks.
Okay, and I guess we can tell by the prices. Yeah.
Yes.
So this one's $250, I think, probably
a
gun. Oh,
yeah, that's a
wow, okay, that's a cocktail.
But it's made with it's made with saffron. We also use Dan Aykroyd's tequila. Dan Aykroyd's vodka. I'm sorry, Dan Aykroyd's tequila.
I'm sorry, Dan Aykroyd's gun. You know what? It's really interesting because I'm looking at this, and under all the alcohol choices, it's saying, like, please drink responsibly, don't mm-hmm. drink or drive. Mm-hmm. And under all the gun choices, it just says whatever.
Yes. Yes,
huh.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, right. And I'll just have a martini. I guess I'll just have a martini. And it says it comes with Kalashnikov olives. Is that correct?
Yes, we.
I don't know what is that. Is that kind of olive?
They're olives, but they are imported illegally from Russia.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
I don't know why that would be illegal.
I would like to leave because I miss my kids and this place is a nightmare.
Oh, hold on. We have other things for sale. We do sell bullets and they're.
Oh, good. You read the situation correctly. Then.
They're Call of Duty free. They're Call of Duty free. Ah,
Steve.
Tom, you idiot.
I know what'll get him. I'll try to sell him bullets. That'll win him back. That's what their concern is.
What made me an uncle?
What made me
Is this
uncle?
Another riddle or is this you asking?
Anchovies.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, this would be nephew. niece. Oh, niece. Uh-huh. Niecy Nash. Niecy,
you got it, your...
niece.
What?
Star Anise. Star Anise. That's a spice, right?
Is that a spice? Niece.
Or just Anise. Is it just Anise?
Niece is part of it?
It's Anise.
Yeah. Anise is a spice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I only know Star Anise, but I assume Anise is maybe a thing on its own.
Yeah, I'm looking up Anise. What is the spice Anise used for? It's a flavoring agent, which just sounds like a spice.
Yeah, I've had a lot of it. It tastes, at least star anise, tastes exactly like black licorice.
Yeah, that's what it says.
So I cannot stand it. Black licorice is my least favorite flavor.
Well, then you probably hate absinthe.
Absinthe, yes, pretty rough. But I've tried it. just because I'm like, what's this? And it did nothing.
It's good for you, right? Or something like absinthe makes the
absinthe
heart grow fonder?
Yeah, absinthe is good for you. Telucitrek thrived because of it.
I tried absinthe at the Violet Hour in Wicker Park, and it was disgusting.
Bing, 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 bing. Aaron, you have won hipster bingo.
No!
That's outstanding.
Violet Hour is always behind a different mural. It's like a speakeasy, and they repaint the mural all the time, so it looks different.
That's the
you
place
can still
where
find
they
it.
That's the place where like they kick you out if they see your phone, right? Is that
oh,
Violet
maybe.
Hour? Or
no,
maybe
I don't
that's
think
the other
so.
One? There's one of there's one bar over there in that area where if they see you take out your phone, you get kicked out.
Yeah.
I'm always getting kicked out of bars because I take out my phone. But in fairness, when I take out my phone, I'm also yelling, "World Star!" And throwing punches as well. So
in that order.
In that order, yeah. I'm starting the fights with me yelling "World Star" and then throwing punches.
I have to assume, and Aaron, I cannot know for sure, but I have to assume if you had absinthe at a bar, a legal bar, that it did not contain wormwood, right?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But it did glow.
Ooh.
So that was really cool. I liked the ceremony of it. Like, I liked watching him prepare it and watch him
the
talk about it.
The
people who worked there knew so much, and it was like really interesting. And my friends and I were like, "This is amazing!" And but it did like take a little while. And then later, like maybe a year and a half later, I went there on a first date, and it was the date that the guy was just talking about all the hot sauce he loved.
Yes.
Hot sauce.
Wait.
And then I said. And then I tried to say something about myself, and he said, "Sorry, I wasn't finished." And then he kept talking about hot sauce.
And sorry, this was a date, your first date with Comedy Bang Bang host Hot Saucerman?
Yep. He only talked about hot sauce. And then I was like, it was like early 2018. And I was like, oh, this is dating. This is internet dating. He was like, "Should we try like the absinthe thing?" And me knowing how long that takes. I was like, no, I think I might be allergic to that.
Let's split one. Nice. Modelo. Let's split one Modelo and call it a night. Speaking of calling it a night, we're going to take a quick nap and a break, and we'll be right back with more absinthe.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now.
Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to
HENSONSHAVING.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. Lancelot.
Yes?
Benavir.
Yep.
Well, I guess we can't call it a night.
Oh.
Because they're all right here.
Wow.
Benavir? Is that right? I was trying to... Guinevere? I knew Lancelot. What's the other knight?
Benavir?
There's
Sir Gawain, Sir Green Knight,
Gwilliant?
Sir Arthur, Sir Lancelot, Sir Merlin.
I'm looking at
Sir Archimedes.
Sir Merlin. Merlin's like, whoa,
Benedict?
I'm not a knight.
Benavir?
Benavir.
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 Yeah, Sir Benavir.
Were the knights Sir of Caliber. King Arthur's court ever like important to you guys growing up? I remember there was a time where I loved those stories.
Only because of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Sure.
I was obsessed with the, what is it, Sword and Stone, the Disney movie? I was obsessed with that as a kid. And that's actually the fight scene between Merlin and, I forget the witch's name, Mad Madam Mim.
Mm-hmm.
That fight scene between Merlin and Mad Madam Mim dictated so much of my personality as a kid. And it's actually the reason that like Chunt is a shapeshifter in Magic Tavern is because they kept shifting into animals where it's like he became an elephant, so she became a mouse, and then he became a crocodile to eat the mouse, and she, you know. So that one scene in that movie has affected me in so many ways. So I was obsessed with Merlin, Archimedes, Arthur, and all that. But there's a story that's like, is it the Green Knight or is it, I'm sure there's a bunch of stories, but some of those stories are fantastic, but I think they're a little long-winded, so I haven't read them all.
Would you say, Adel, that is your hot sauce?
That's my hot sauce. Knights of the Round Table are my hot sauce.
The guy phrase I never thought I'd talked about. This.
excuse
me. Have a good night.
thanks for meeting me on this date. This booth. Could we get a different table? Maybe a more circular.
I would love it.
So I do comedy in the city.
cool.
Yeah, and I've been here since like 2014.
So Avalon is seemingly buried.
Wait, were you there? That's exactly how it went.
I would love at the end of the day, Aaron, if you were like, okay, well, have a good night. And he was like, I actually wasn't done talking about hot sauce.
It literally, we were like, he was like, let's go across the street to Big Star Taco.
So we said, let's
talking.
Go.
And I was like, oh God, there's going to be hot sauce there.
Oh my God.
At the end of the date. Da, 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 da.
You can't take that guy anywhere one of his hot sauce triggers is likely to be because he will just go off about hot sauce.
Yeah, can't take him to Louisiana. Uh-huh. Can't take him anywhere there's crystals.
I wouldn't have mind if we talked about hot sauce for 20 minutes. I like hot sauce. That's kind of cool if that's like a new hobby of yours.
You have to let me speak on the date.
How would you know if you like me or not?
All right, Aaron, I'm getting a little pissed off right now because you're one of these women who says that they like hot sauce, but me being a hot sauce fanatic, I'm going to quiz you now on hot sauce to just see how much you actually
so
like
you
hot
both
sauce.
Were there.
Okay, and just for listeners, Erin is taking out her purse. It says Hillary Rodham Clinton on it, and she's taking out some hot sauce. She proved it.
this guy is one of my new favorite guys that don't actually exist, but it's just this one, like this type of guy who is just this one weird guy where he starts talking about hot sauce and you're like, oh, I like hot sauce too, and he goes, no, you fucking don't. You just fucking don't.
You must be confused. You must be confused.
That is so common. That happens constantly all the time. Oh, fuck. It's so funny.
Well, let's get to some riddles then.
Okay, great. What did the astronauts say as they watched a black hole destroy their home?
Oh, God, no.
My wife. My daughters.
My dogs.
What's
my collection
guy?
Of vintage porn.
And that the women are old. Porn is new, women are old. The Dukes are old. Aaron, you said, what did the astronauts say as they watched the black hole consume their home?
Destroy their home, yeah.
Destroy their home.
All spice.
I read that riddle and Christopher Nolan was like, yes, a screenplay.
Omega no.
Omega no. Okay, so it's a spice and the astronauts.
Is no in the word, N-O?
No.
Okay. Cinnamon.
This one doesn't make as much sense to me.
Cinnamon man.
Yeah, cinnamon. Absence, absinthe.
Bay leaf. Bay.
Is the word this black in there? Is it like black pepper or?
No, and that's a good question. So it's a. Yeah. So part of this is a word for earth. And if earth is no longer there, it's
tarragon.
Yep.
Tarragon. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's a harder one to get, I think.
An astronaut would call earth terra because
terra firma.
Terra firma.
Latin, I believe. So yeah. I wish full stop. Addle dead stop on myself. I wish to God I hadn't said it's Latin, I think, cuz if it's not, I'm going to get flooded.
It's
inundated.
Latin.
Inundated even. Oh, thank God.
So it would have been cooler if you said it's Latin.
Casey, cut out me being terrified for my social media life.
Hey, Adel, just do a couple reads of it's Latin and then we can drop it in. Go ahead.
Yeah, some drop-ins.
It's Latin. Sorry, just lighting my pipe. It's Latin.
That was a bubble pipe.
Actually, Aaron... NJPC, it's Latin.
Okay, perfect. We're going to use that for something else.
Yeah.
Hey, Riddlekiss.
That's for a separate project that we're running. Adel, did you say that you'd like to see a scene?
I would like to see a scene. Aaron, you are a detective, and you are a pet detective, and you are investigating a missing cat. JPC, you are the owner of Terra the Cat. And you are so flustered and so distraught that you can only speak in sentences that mimic phrases like tarragon.
Wait. the phrase tarragon? Okay, got it.
So if your cat's named Tara, and you're like, Tara, gone. So yeah. It's almost like Georgia the Jungle Speak or something.
Got it.
Sir, you called me?
Tara, gone.
Yeah,
tarragon.
Calm down. You're acting hysterical. Let me pop in here and whoa, I'm seeing all sorts of clues. Now, once you compose yourself, tell me the last time you saw your little kitty cat.
Cat morning. Tarragon.
Right. And now I'm trying to figure out what that means. Do you mean you're mourning the loss of your cat? Or did you last see your cat this morning? Wait, don't tell me. Let's see. I saw you were listening to Wait, Don't Tell Me on your phone this morning. If that my memory serves me right, there was a yes.
P-R.
Yes, all right, sir, just relax, calm down. Men are so emotional and hysterical, unbelievable. All right, let's see. I see this, a window is open and very interesting.
Find,
to my left I see.
Find kitty.
Yes,
find kitty.
Food is untouched, which can only mean one thing. The cat heard you listening to Wait, Don't Tell Me. It was frustrated it wasn't getting enough of the answers right. It jumped out the window. It didn't eat its food. And I see your cat and it is dead in your closet.
Oh.
I'm going to just draw with chalk, outline the dead cat, and know it's sleeping. The cat is sleeping in your closet. Another day, another dollar. I'm me, lady detective who acts like a man. Bye.
Scene. I'd love if you said... I love you to say, the cat is dead. Let me draw with chalk here, and you just write dead on the floor.
Dead cat. I drew dead cat with chalk on your wall.
I love, let me take a look in here. Oh, all kinds of clues in here. So anyway.
All kinds of clues in here.
All kinds of clues. That was another great one. Tarragon is fantastic.
I would also say that these are like less than common spices. We're doing some deep cuts in the spice cabinet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one's tricky.
Aaron, they've all been tricky.
All right,
I feel tricked.
This one's extra tricky.
Ooh.
Why did Lerman have to take some time off from directing Moulin Rouge?
So, Basil, it's got to be Basil.
Yeah, you got it.
His name is Baz Luhrmann. And
so Baz is ill.
Ill means to be sick. Basil.
Yeah, you got it. I thought that would be trickier than it was.
Basil? I guess
he pronounces it Basel.
I love Moulin Rouge.
Isn't Basel, isn't that the boss in Austin Powers?
Basel, baby.
Basel.
Well, I think, do Brits say Basel?
They might say
or
Basel.
Do they say Basel? I guess they say Basel in Austin Powers.
Nicole Kidman in that movie was like, I was so enamored by her growing up. I was like, I want to be her.
In Austin Powers?
Yeah, of course.
And I wanted to be John Leguizamo in that movie. Just a wacky nightmare. I think I said this, but I saw Moulin Rouge on Broadway, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Brett Lyons got me tickets to the Pretty Women musical, and I took Mariah there on our, it was an early date, maybe even our first date, and afterwards mm-hmm. I went to Brett and I said, hey man, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
I guess thanks for the tickets.
I saw that, and my friend got me tickets because he was the lead in that.
Yeah, I was in it.
But Sadia was obsessed with Moulin Rouge, so that is weirdly in, I'd say, the top five movies that I've seen the most. I've probably seen that movie 12 to 15 times just because Sadia would watch it ad nauseum, and then also she would play the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet
equals tragedy. And I think, I don't know for certain, I can't remember exactly, but I think that's where I first heard Radiohead, and that's what got me into Radiohead.
That soundtrack is really good.
Oh, yeah. I cannot say for certain, but I think the Romeo plus Juliet soundtrack is where I first heard a children's choir do Prince's When Doves Cry. I believe that's where I first heard it.
No. That's everyone.
You sure it wasn't the local park?
It could have been I used to be a big football guy, so it could have been on like an episode of football. You didn't.
Yeah, that or church.
I was going to say Monday Night Football, but I panicked for a second because I was like, is it Monday Night Football or is football's on Sunday, right? So then I just said an episode of football. And you can go ahead and mail me golf balls directly to my head because
football, that's
what was the thing when Jim and Pam kissed? Was that The Office or was that an episode of football?
Football is the longest running television series.
It was Jim McMahon and
an episode of football. I'm done.
And Pam Elway.
Oh, I'm done.
What was that thing where
shit.
Everyone got hurt and weren't paid enough for the amount of brain injuries they were getting?
Bones.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Suits.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Truly, they got hurt and weren't paid enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get some more of these spittles.
Last one. What do these answers have in common?
All spices.
Yep.
All spice. Yes.
These were awesome, weren't they?
They were.
These were phenomenal. So, MW, please write us some more. We're begging you.
You were great. We loved you. You're possibly from England with that whole Basel thing. So, possible ducks.
Or his name could be pronounced Basler, Baslerman.
You think his name is Baslerman?
I think it's Baz, but again,
it's Baz.
Basil?
That's what I thought, but I never want to speak with authority because I'm so fragile.
All right. I have a little bit more listener-submitted riddles.
Okay, please.
Just three more.
Ooh.
All right. These are from David, who said I can read
Brag.
His name on air.
Oh.
Hi, y'all. I recently discovered your podcast and have enjoyed listening to it while I invent planets at work. Fun little callback. I have listened to about 50 episodes in the past month, including the newer ones. My descent into madness is nearly complete. We are so sorry.
Okay.
We're sorry. Through your efforts, my wife and I became
pregnant,
inspired to write our own riddles. Here are three of them, along with some clues and answers.
So, Adel, you are correct, though. A lot of millennials nowadays, they're not having kids. What they're doing is they're writing riddles with their partner. And that they hope it to be their legacy.
Yeah.
And they have a solution reveal party, right?
Yep. Uh-huh, yep.
And rich people are scared and angry because they go, you can't put riddles into a workforce. Who's going to be the poor people in 25 years?
These people, they're not buying homes. They're eating their avocado toast and their espressos and they're making riddles.
They're killing people with icicles and they're riding on horses named Friday. Who names a horse Friday? Gen Xers.
Unbelievable. Okay. First one. I serve a mighty queen of old, on beaten wing, leave and return. If you try to steal my gold, then you will feel my burn.
I have to be 100% honest with you, too.
all my brain is doing is cycling through spices.
Okay, let me picture you cycling through spices.
I'm spice racking my brain.
Is this like some sort of spice Peloton that you're riding, just cycling through spices? Aaron, this has to be some sort of dragon, right? They're like, they got beaten wings. They're serving an old queen. They're lying on treasure.
Oh, no. Serving an old queen, RuPaul?
No. He's young.
What are you, fracking? burn, RuPaul. Okay,
I serve a mighty queen of old. On beaten wing, leave and return. If you try and steal my gold, then you will feel my burn. This is an excellent riddle. David and his wife are very good at writing riddles, riddles. They're a good match for each other because they write good riddles,
Unfortunately, they have bad communication. And so
no, they're great.
Will not last.
I serve a queen of old. So as we all know from Romeo and Juliet, the oldest queen is Queen Mab, who's a spider queen.
Mm-hmm.
Spider queen... What's the spider in Lord of the Rings?
Shelob, and I'll help you. I'll help you, and only to say that this is going nowhere.
Ooh, baby, when Shelob.
So, a queen of old.
You're close. Keep going in that song.
Me or JPC?
Oh, she bangs?
No, keep going in that song.
She bangs?
She looks like a something, but she stings like a bee.
She looks like a spider, but she stings
you
like
got
a
it.
Bee.
Like
a queen bee.
It's a bee.
Gold is honey.
Oh.
Wow, Adel, I'm so sorry because your fucking random ass word association game almost got you to the answer, and I cut you off saying it certainly can't.
JPC, I've told you a million times, when I start sputtering nonsense for 3 hours, let me finish because I'm getting to the point.
He's like Sherlock Holmes, he is, except maybe his hit rate is like 1%.
I want to see
it's the same concept.
Wait, can I quickly read the... clues and then the answer.
Yes.
Please.
The answer is an animal. Insects are animals, you fucking idiots. A bee, queen, and then the answer is a bee. Queen bees are larger, live much longer than regular bees. The wing part is obvious. The gold is honey and the burn is a sting.
Ooh, burn
nice,
is
nice,
a sting.
Nice, nice. That's a great one. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be the giant spider Shelob. I'm sorry, you're going to be a giant spider auditioning to play Shelob. JPC, mm-hmm. You're going to be a casting agent representing Peter Jackson and Pippa? No, what's her name? What's his wife's name?
Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi Longstocking.
Hi, my name is Webb and I am auditioning today. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for seeing me today.
Thank you so much, Webb. We're a pleasure to have you here and whenever you're ready.
Sure. And just, but so you know, no hard feelings about not getting cast as the big spider in the Harry Potter movies. There's only a couple roles for big spiders in Hollywood.
Well, that's not our production company. So it's completely separate company. And everyone here in the room is rooting for you today, Webb.
Okay.
So, whenever you're ready.
Why are you here? I don't like it that you're here. It's annoying to me. I'm gigantic. I can make you look creepy, Frodo.
All right, Webb, we love that. We did. Everyone in the room loves it. We all want you to succeed here.
Sorry, I just want to pipe in real quick.
To say
I also loved it. My name is Fran Walsh, and I just wanted to scream that aloud because I just remembered my own name, and I'm very important to this movie, so I deserve credit. My name is Fran Walsh. Goodbye.
Fran does that once every couple of minutes, so you'll have to bear with Fran. And go ahead, Webb, we love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Please just feel free to read the dialogue from the movie that we've prepared for the audition.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know it says here that you're a giant spider. One of your qualities is improvisation.
Yes.
We won't need that for today.
Okay.
But we love that you have it.
It's one of my special skills. Okay, ready?
Yeah, in Australia, we call those qualifications.
Great.
Qualities. We call them qualities.
All right, ready?
I'm a big spider. You're not supposed to be here. Gollum tricked you, didn't he?
Well, and Fran,
yep.
Fran, can you read for Frodo here?
Yes, of course. Do you mind if I read for Samwise?
Please, yes. I'll read for Frodo if it comes up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mr. Frodo.
I'm going to kill you a second. First, I eat the Frodo one.
You know what? I don't need this. I'm done. I'm out. It's between me and Julia Roberts for Eat, Pray, Love. So, you know what? That's probably going to work out. I don't need this.
All right. I didn't know Eat, Pray, Love was about a spider.
Why?
About a woman. You think spiders can't be women who go through divorces?
Oh, I thought P-R-E-Y.
Why? That passion that you just showed right there is exactly what we're looking for. I would like to today offer you, it's between you and Julia Roberts, on the spot, the part of She-Love, if you'll take it.
I'm sorry, I've been in the back of the room. Do you mind if I re-audition? It's me, Julia Roberts.
I'm sorry, Julia. You had your fucking chance and you blew it.
Hold on. Let me give you just one line.
Okay.
I've got webs you've never seen.
Oh, no. I lost another part to Julia Roberts.
Scene.
Poor Webb. Webb was up for all the parts. That she was up for Julia Roberts' part in Valentine's Day. She was up for Julia Roberts' part in Pretty Woman.
Aaron, we're going to see the quickest of scenes.
I would just like to say that I do not want people reaching out to me to tell me that my Australian accent was bad, but that was the best I've ever done it, so feel free to reach out to me to tell me that that was the best I've ever done it. Now, does that mean it wasn't very good? Sure, but it was the best I've ever done it. So if you need to think of something nice to say today, maybe you could try that.
Wait, we can ask for compliments?
You have to, or else you'll never get them.
Here's my impression. This is one line of Ray Romano from his new sitcom featuring a spider.
Okay.
Webra!
Okay, Adel, I'm writing you a check for $600 million.
Webra.
I love you. Have fun. Go live the rest of your life. You can retire. Okay, yay. I'm going to get through the second two riddles quickly because I just want to read them both.
Okay,
please. Gotcha. Do you want us to try and answer between them?
Yes. With help of Gaia's breath, I soar above the source from which life flows. Should my hardened body wound, I'll fall into the dark below.
So Gaia, of course, is Whoopi Goldberg from Captain Planet.
Yes.
So I have to assume the answer is making Whoopi.
No. With help of Gaia's breath, I soar.
Life flows, is it the ocean or river? The
above
ocean?
The source from which life flows. Should my heart and body wound, I'll fall into the dark below. Another great riddle.
That would be a cloud dripping hardening? With rain or sleet or like, snow. Weather.
Is it like
Aaron, you're giving us nothing.
You're giving me none of the right answers. I'm going to give you the clues.
Is it like moisture, condensation?
This thing has been used since prehistory. And then the second clue is...
You can still get pregnant from prehistory.
At least one of you has been in one, which is my favorite clue for any riddle
tornado?
We've ever gotten. It's so funny and so true.
At least one of you has been in one. A woman?
A boat?
Oh, my God.
A woman's boat? Not Penny's boat?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
These are existed since prehistory.
Aaron's crying blood.
Oh, my God. You got it. It's a boat. It's not a woman. Oh, my God. It's a sailboat.
Gaia's
breath equals wind. Source of life equals water. If you break, it sinks.
Got it.
That is so funny to assume. That is our vibe, is maybe one of us has been in a sailboat. Have you guys been in a sailboat?
Never a sailboat.
I've been in plenty of boats, but not a sailboat.
Well, this is hilarious. I have been in one a couple of times.
Okay. Yeah.
So they were right.
Good read. Good read on us. All right. That is amazing. Okay. Last one. I hurt you before I help you. I travel in cold and dark. I have no knowledge, yet I teach you. Often twice I make my mark.
JPC.
Often twice I make my mark. I got to say, is this...
Zorro?
Well, I was going to say...
Pause.
Mark Wahlberg?
Zorro? It's not Mark Wahlberg.
I make my
Marky
mark
twice. Marky Mark?
Oh, that's actually a phenomenal
answer. It makes
his
mark twice.
All right, you know what? Let's just have that be the answer. Can someone send a bunch of riddles and all the answers are Mark Wahlberg? And I promise I'll sprinkle those riddles throughout every episode I do from now on.
I know it's not typically considered this, but I think Marky Mark, a.k.a. Mark Wahlberg, has the best cover song of all time, in which he covers Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
Got those?
good vibrations. Come on, come on.
It's a bold cover. It's a bold cover.
I just want someone. I need to learn GarageBand so I can insert into Pet Sounds Marky Mark every once in a while, just going, come on, come on, feel it, feel it.
Are you, hey, Adel, I'm not lying. That is a good use of your time.
Okay, I just.
Of your time.
I all of a sudden knew what song I'm going to be listening to while I give birth.
She was come a on, little come old on. Lady from Pasadena. Come on, come, come on, come on. Feel it,
give
feel
birth,
it.
Walking down the aisle, any big moments, death of a loved one.
Death of a salesman.
I had this conversation the other day. If you were to be buried and you were to be lowered in your grave, what would be the funniest song to play while you're lowered?
I feel a little bit sad. Get it on, get it on. Because tonight is the night when to become one.
Get low, get low, get low, get low.
Get low is amazing because you're going into the ground.
Get low works really well.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
From the windows to the walls.
I would do that like, I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wet my brow and I sweat my nose. radioactive.
She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
Well, if anyone has a good answer to that, please tweet it at me because it makes me laugh.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Barbie. Hi, Ken. I did the wrong one. Hiya, Barbie. Hi, Ken. You want to go for a ride? Sure, kid. Jump in. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. All my loved ones are crying.
I like your version better, which is, hi, Ken.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Ken.
You still smoking?
Yes.
You want to go for a ride? Sure, Ken. Jump in.
Duke Ken. Duke Barbie, I'm sorry. Do you see what you're saying?
I can you give the riddle one more time, Aaron?
Yes. I hurt you before I help you. I travel in cold and dark. I have no knowledge, yet I teach you. Often twice I make my mark. It's an excellent
substitute?
Riddle.
Substitute? Is it a substitute
teacher?
I'm
going to read the clues. This is a very topical riddle.
Okay.
Your body can be taught as well as your mind.
Oh, this is a vaccine.
Yep.
It's the COVID vaccine because you get it twice. Well, yep. Depending on Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer
you can get that one twice. You just have to change your name and come in with a big mustache.
Did you get Pfizer or Menorah? Because Menorah's insane because it's 12 crazy shots.
Okay. Give me that check back, please.
No, I already cashed it and it bounced. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. And thank you everyone who submitted riddles. These were truly some of the best riddles we've ever done.
I thought so too. I read these and I went, I don't think there was a bad riddle in the bunch today. So get off my dick about there being bad riddles all the time.
Speaking of getting off your dick, Aaron, is there anything you would like to plug?
I would plug just drinking water. Sit on your couch and stare off into space and just drink some water. And I think we're going to be okay. I don't know. Maybe. JPC, anything to plug?
I will just say that you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Also, you can listen to the Bill Buds podcast. As of the time where this comes out, we have just wrapped up discussing Taylor Swift's re-release of Fearless,
yes, please.
Taylor's version.
Hell yeah.
Blaring that at the house. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
Let me think here. I really enjoyed Invincible. I think that was on Prime. Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Was very good. And I'm also enjoying Mayor of East.
That one I can't help you with. I don't know what that is.
I finally started watching Ted Lasso per your request, and it's one of the best TV shows I've ever seen.
Yes. And we're getting close to season two. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out in July. I think it's Ted Lasso season two comes out the same day the Olympics start. So that'll
be fun.
I can't
wait for the Olympics.
Well, Aaron, I know that there's a lot of betting going on, a lot of sort of online betting happening with sports, and specifically with the Olympics, and you have put thousands of dollars into the country you think is going to win the most gold medals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that country, I can't remember what they're called. It's a smaller country. It is...
Canada? No, that's not it. Oh, Jupiter!
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron G. Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Aaron, I don't think I've ever heard that date story. It's
ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
That's one of my favorites.
Was it an improviser?
No. Okay. This was like when I was going on internet dates from Coffee Meets Bagel. It was that guy, and then in the same week, it was the guy who quizzed me on all the state capitals in the same week. And I was like, I don't think I want to be in love.
Just because I don't know Mount Pierre, I don't want to not have sex.
But that guy only talked about hot sauce. It was insane.
I
think that guy's probably got some sort of big comical wheel in his apartment that before he leaves, he spins, and whatever it lands on is like, that's my personality for the day. So it's like, my personality for today is hot sauce. Yep. Yesterday it was doves. I had to speak about doves for a long time.
You know what kind of pissed me off, though? He never texted me or called me after that date. And I was like, oh, you didn't have a good time?
You're like, that
wasn't fun?
That's my move to make, sir.
Hey there, Compound Words. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. JPC does 4 episodes in one with 4 brand new games. You can listen to all that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.